welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success to live a better life. This week on the show, we have Kyle Dennis. Kyle, always good to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
What are some strategies, some plays that you've just discovered recently or that you're finding is kind of catching some traction in a market like this?
You know, funny enough, my expertise when I first started was biotech stocks, and those have just been on absolute fire. Even through a little bit of the volatility with the China virus going around, biotechs are still hot because, you know, those are the ones where people are looking for this cure for the coronavirus. And besides that, the FDA is approving a lot of drugs. Things are doing really well in the sector. And although the market's been going higher, that sector was kind of lagging behind for a while. So now it's playing catch up. And I'm really liking this catalyst strategy that I have going on in my FDA Insider program. In the biotech process, there's basically three stages: phase one, phase two, phase three, and then FDA approval. And I like to play these events. Generally, what happens, say there's a drug that needs to have a clinical trial, the stock will run up into that trial and provide really nice gains. Sometimes it's 100% and it goes crazy, but I like the repeatable 20 to 30% rinse and repeat and just holding for a couple weeks. And luckily, to start the year, since biotechs are really hot, we've had plenty of those. And a lot of those are happening actually in the course of just a few days instead of a few weeks due to how hot stuff has been. So sometimes when these drugs release their data, it can go up 100, 200%, sometimes more. So what happens is just like earnings, when people expect good earnings, a lot of times the stocks get bought up. And I just like to play that safe 20 to 30%, not worry about that the big pop or big drop. Just keep playing those over and over. So it's exactly the same thing.
What do you see coming down the pike here? What are some things that you're keeping your eyes on in this market? As you already mentioned, biotechs, you know, people are looking for answers to, you know, issues like the coronavirus. Obviously, cancer is always something that's kind of hot in that sector.
Well, of course, the coronavirus stuff is still hot. And there's a few stocks that I'm looking at in that sector. If that virus continues to expand, those can potentially get even hotter than they were. And there's plenty of FDA and clinical trial decisions coming up later this month in February and in March. So I'm looking at that as well. And I'm also watching this options activity that I watch in my Dollar Ace program, these big institutional buyers that are placing these big bets in the options. I really like to tune into those when the market hits a bit of volatility, because when the market's going all over the place, it's really valuable to see what the big money, the big institution guys are doing. So I'm always keeping my eye on that. And for now, at least, I'm seeing still a lot of bullish bets being placed, which is a good sign for us going forward.
So you're seeing unusual options activity. You do the biotech sector. You really focus on that. Are there any other sectors or opportunities out there that you're seeing currently, you're keeping your eye on, or that you think is kind of coming into fruition here soon?
Sure. I mean, we're in earnings seasons right now, and I really like to take a look at some stocks that I think can have that quarter four, that December effect in terms of their earnings being better than average. So I'm looking at a lot of stocks like, you know, it would be interesting to see what Peloton does, because a lot of people probably went out and bought the bike during Christmas time. I'm interested in seeing what GoPro does, because they had a new camera come out, the GoPro Max, 8 Max, I think it's called. And I'm interested to see how their earnings are, because people like to go out and buy that for Christmas. So kind of this New Year's / Christmas effect, those companies that are going to see their earnings likely spike for that period, that quarter. I really like to, you know, hone in on those, especially ones that have been super out of favor, like a GoPro, or like, say, an iRobot who sells those automatic vacuums. That's a good Christmas gift. Those types of things really interest me in this first quarter earnings season.
Absolutely makes sense. Let me ask you this. Where are you putting your money right now? I mean, are you kind of putting your money where your trades are, what you focus on, or is there other bigger, larger, different things that you're putting your own personal money toward?
Sure. Well, I did mention GoPro. I have a few of those calls. Those report earnings. I'm expecting a beat there. We'll see exactly what's going to happen with that. I have some option calls in ZNGA, Zynga. They canceled out of a conference, and there's rumors circulating about their acquisition possibly coming around. That'll be interesting. And, you know, I'm a tad worried about some of the, with the coronavirus going around, some of the traveling stocks. For example, Expedia, Booking, TripAdvisor, those, along with the airlines. I'm a tad worried about those. And I do like the stocks that I mentioned in terms of the earnings seasons coming up for those Christmas ideas, New Year's ideas. And I also like the biotech sector still. It's really hot, but I think it's going to continue to go higher in the coming quarter.
Yeah, what's your call for the rest of this quarter, the rest of, you know, this half of the year and into the election in 2020?
No, I think that this year will be a pretty volatile year, but that will end up higher. I don't see a reason why traditionally things head up into an election year. It's looking like most likely Trump is going to be reelected based on historical numbers with presidents being reelected that are already in office. So I don't think too much is going to change. There's a little bit of headwinds out there with the coronavirus stuff, and we probably need a little bit of a pullback, just valuation-wise, and have some profit taken. But I don't think there's going to be any sort of a crash or anything like that. I'd love to see a little bit of profit taken, a little dip in the market in the next few months so that we can start to rally in the summertime and have a really good time trading a lot of these biotechs and a lot of these options.
Certainly. Last question for you, Kyle. As we think about wealth wisdom, what's the piece of trading wisdom that you feel like more and more traders that you meet with, you connect with, need to hear as they think about trading in these markets?
Yeah, it's, you know, with what you see with like Tesla going on right now, where this thing is going from 300 to almost at 1,000 here recently, a lot of people start looking for those home run plays, you know, knock it out of the ballpark, grand slams. And really what keeps you in the game is just base hits. You want to be the Pete Rose, the Ichiro Suzuki, these guys that just get the base hits every time, bat for average. Keep things normalized. Don't try to hit these big home runs. That's going to keep you in the game. It's going to keep your confidence high. And then when it comes to time when there's a market crashing or pulling back, you're sitting good. You don't have all your money in the market trying to hit these home runs. You're just hitting for average. And that's how you start to collect profits each and every time versus trying to go for the big home run, because you're eventually going to strike out if you do that. So keeping consistent and conservative no matter what the conditions are.
Love it. Kyle Dennis, thanks for your time. The people's trader, side hustle, T-Rex breeder. We appreciate you and your time and all you do. Good luck with your services and continue to just kill this market, man. You've been doing a great job.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me again.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast. To discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.